I'm not responsible for organizing the venue. So I'm not going to sit on the same side as the official. Either we've got a venue or we don't have it. We can't accept this lady because when she was there, trying to just made a mess of the whole lot of things. We ended up with the meeting in Johannesburg. Let's conduct ourselves as especially as women. She's not chairing the meeting. We need to elect a chairperson. A permanent chairperson has been appointed by the ruling party, and we need to elect that chairperson. After that election, the chairperson takes the chair. She only does, in terms of the rules of parliament, the election of the chairperson. After the chairperson has been elected, the chairperson will take the chair, she will go back to do the strike. Unfortunately, our secretary is with family commitment, is off on leave with family commitment leave. So that's why she's standing in. And this is not the same lady.
It's not the same lady. I thought it was the same lady. I wouldn't sit in her meeting.
Okay. Then we can proceed, members, please.
For us to continue, honorable in honorable.
Nominations or objections?
No, further nominations. I ask for objections, there were none. Do you have any objections?
Okay. Situation is that we get to go through there. That's why I'm late. We found ourselves shut with the army, mm-hmm. and the whole cabinet. So you started the meeting before all of us could be here, and it was not due to my fault. When I left the office, it was 24 minutes past 9, and I take 3 minutes to walk back here. But to my surprise, there was this whole army and the cabinet, so I couldn't go through. So I think, you know, an adjustment in terms of starting time should have been made. So I didn't get an objection to raise an objection because we started the meeting before all of us were here.
I'm sorry for this, Mr. Chairman, but I look at the program because the rules say the meeting can start as long as we have 6 members. So 6 members are already here, that's why we started. And Honorable Mr. Chairman, had I known that I would have done the I never would have waited. But again, if I knew, I would have done it.
Until we have our own members meeting. Unfortunately, the topic was for the budget of the state president of Senegal. Now, there is a formal lineup of cabinet ministers and all that at the welcoming reception. And now, there's a 21-gun salute. So, that has got nothing to do with the meeting. The meeting is supposed to start at 9:30. If we start 10 minutes or what late, fine, let's continue. Let's not argue over those problems. Please, members, I beg you, please. No, unfortunately, honorable members, there was no venue. And Parliament has not approved an outside venue. They did not approve an outside venue because we were supposed to be at the, what is it, Townhouse Hotel. And then at the last minute, they said no, because we didn't know that the department would have brought such a big delegation. We only thought that, it would be the acting DC and maybe the regional manager and one or two of their staff. We didn't know that the department would have brought such a big delegation, and that's why we could just grab the venue that we could get. Unfortunately, all the venues are full, as I've spoken yesterday to the person that's responsible for venues. And we only got this venue late yesterday morning also, Khadija. Yeah. So our approval for the town of the town was rejected by Parliament due to budgetary constraints and that. So I think it's not going to be a long meeting. So let's just sacrifice this 2 hours and ask the chairperson, designated here, yes, and then let's get the business of the meeting, that's all.
Let me appreciate the competence shown by selecting me from the members. Also want to appreciate my representative.
No, I'm coming to you with the people behind you.
If you can, that's for a meeting. And that's too new to accept. thanking the government for showing confidence in me. I also want to thank my organization, the ANC, having also identified me, thinking that we are all aware that we are in this work only for the people of South Africa. It's not about ourselves. We are here to ensure that we better the lives of the people of South Africa in all the nine provinces, in all the corners, in the rural areas, in the informal settlements. We work everywhere, including the suburbs. So we have to ensure that the constitution of the Republic of South Africa is respected. In that, in the current phase, we must reverse the imbalances of the past. We must ensure that the majority of South Africans who didn't enjoy the human rights and equal enjoyed by others, we must extend whether through infrastructure that has not worked in policy, whether it's through maintenance that has not worked in policy, even lawmaking that are invalid. So everything, I think we should focus. So the board is on better in the life of the people. It's not about the bigger venues, more venues, but I think let's focus on prioritizing the needs. We are here for the people. So I want to thank before I finish the person who called this position, acting chairperson, Mr. Freddy Adams. We want to say thank you very much for ensuring that the committee moves on after Honorable Ben Martin's left. We also want to thank him as well, because he indeed set a good example. So as a chair of the committee, Honorable Ben Martin, as this committee, we are continuing to work from where others left. So what they did is what we must continue doing. So we also want to appreciate the department. Without the department, we won't be existing. We are existing because the Department of Public Works is existing. With this big arm of the property management of the entity. So we want to ensure that we become team. Team in only one business, especially the life of the people. Ensuring that we reverse the imbalance. We don't theorize it, we walk the talk. So many people have talked about the transforming, but we still continue with those that were there before. So it's like the new South Africa has not come to many of the people across the country. So let's work together. Let's ensure that every person has a reason to appreciate this South Africa. When we work together, everybody will be peace in our country. So I thought I must share those few points. But for today, we don't have much. It's a briefing from the department and the property management trading entities on their focus on this program, focusing on parliament and the work of the parliamentary village management board. So it's quite nice to know about this village. It's quite nice to know about what the department is doing in the parliament. So it's always refreshing. So the members in the end of the presentation will have the opportunity to ask questions, to comment, to indicate areas of concern, because you stay in this business, you are utilizing the parliament. So it will be important that after the presentation, you ask questions, comments. You said your work is to do oversight on the department. So it could be important that some of you have been in this portfolio for some time, so you will be in a position to also remind them of the previous concerns. Maybe because we are meeting for the first time today in New Jersey, the new introduction. So I want to increase the direction. I want to share the meeting so that the hands must not change. I must share the meeting. So already, so I will not the two hands, but if the two hands can be met, it is better. So I'm saying the focus then is for us to introduce ourselves, maybe for the benefit of some newcomers like me, and also the department has launched a big delegation, the leadership of the department.
My name is Dr. Pick from the Democratic Alliance. We would like to congratulate you on your appointment. And for as long as you and me are young from people, we will be new council president.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pick.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
To the department, which was glad to have been taken out of high school by the previous minister. Obviously, of course, lots of challenges here. Mm-hmm. We hope we can work together to create some of that. The reason I raised my hand was just to say that I do not have the agenda for the day. I do not have the minister report. I see the other entry, the thing is much more communication. I would like to be privileged to have one too. So that when we start, we have one.
Thank you very much.
I don't have the agenda.
Okay, that is done. Thank you very much. Can we attend to that? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we can now move to my request of reintroduction. Maybe let's start from the beginning. I guess you have already mentioned my surname. My first name is Armstrong.
My name is Patricia Adams, and I'm from the Northern Cape, and I'm a member of this committee, and to this committee,
thank you very much. Thank you.
minutes later of being appointed as a chairperson.
So we'll see this tomorrow morning. So we must go and avoid it.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to echo your sentiments to our outgoing acting chairperson, Ms. Adams, on the spectacular job. Thank you for the time and the meeting around the garden.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Adams.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, good morning, Chair, honorable members. My name is Tando. My surname is Wababa, Ministry, Department of Public Works. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Chair. Dixon Kanika, I am a parliamentary liaison officer in the Ministry. We also wish to congratulate you on a new task on behalf of the Ministry.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I guess my name is... Okay. You can be like that.
Enemy that we always work along with, that enemy is called high. So we must
challenge time because there are a lot of things that all of us must do. So we're not only working here in the boardroom. So the work is outside. So we shouldn't really, I'm not going to be here forever. So the presenters, if we can indeed ensure that we deal with the issues that you know are key for members to note. So the intention is that by 12 we should be out of here. So I guess you are good in there. I don't have to give you time, but you have to work within a reasonable time. Can we hand over to Sam?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member. My colleague, but is going to make a presentation, but an overview, not only to read the whole thing, as this has been circulated. Thereafter, there will be also an overview from the regional office here. And then we can engage on the aspects that we put across here. I'll suggest that you just get through, provide that overview without reading it and everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Chair, the presentation ahead of us, if we go directly to slide number 3, we actually have 4 sections here, section A, B, C, and D. And with section number A, we are actually focusing on the project which the program is responsible for within the present year.
Okay.
And then on section B, we're looking at the work or the functions of the Parliamentary Relations Board as described by the Act. And in section C, we look at the challenges or the concerns and even issues pending for discussion by the committee and by the board. And then with section D, that's where we look at the considerations or conclusions that we will be raising in the committee. Now going straight to slide number 3 and then slide number 5, that is the slide which covers the project which we are currently dealing with within the parliament system. Now at the moment we have 5 projects that we have registered on those 2 slides. And the first project, like we said, is within the MAX building. And for uniformity, we have used the 4 or 5 columns, which depicts the time for that, the budget, and we have also indicated the progress of the status today. However, let me also raise the following. On the very first project, there is a challenge there, which is on the clearance by Secret Service. But that one, my colleague from the regional office will give more detail on that. That would be all as far as the projects are concerned, and even the budget and everything is highlighted on slide number 5 and slide number 6. If you may allow me, Chair, that my next point will be on the work or the functions of the board, as the assignment or the instruction to the department said. The only extract that we got from the Act is actually talking to 3 areas. And the first area or the first function of the board is to provide transport for members to and from the villages to Parliament. And then the second one, the board is of course expected to observe all the tariffs as fixed by the Minister of Finance in consultation with the Minister of Transport. And lastly, the third bullet is that the board will be expected to perform functions as assigned by the Minister of Public Health. So those are the main 3 functions which we extracted from the Act itself. Of course, if you look at the background that I provided, we are also indicating that the Act is saying that the Minister is the one who is responsible to appoint the members of the board. The DG or the Accounting Officer of Public Works is appointed as the chairperson. And the composition of this committee is of course 3 members from each and every 3 of those parliamentary villages, which will give you a total number of 18 members. calling off. That is the background on the portfolio for the parliamentary relations board, which is on slide number 7 and 8. Now, the slide on the challenge, that is the one that I'm going to request my colleague, the regional manager, to touch on, which is in the main the concern.
Thank you very much, honorable members. If we then look at slide 10, what we've got here is that currently the members were appointed in 2015, and according to the Act, the members should be appointed annually. But due to the challenges that we had of the board not meeting regularly, we then have members that serve during the 5 terms, and the members of what not confirmed on an annual basis. Secondly, the Parliamentary Villages Board Management has a series of meetings from 2015 and the last meeting on the 6th of May. And in 2015, the board met on a monthly basis and now meets quarterly. For the whole of 2016 and 2017, the board did not meet a quorum. It has resulted in the board resolving the whole meetings on a Wednesday at this point in time. This was mainly due to the plenary starting at 3 o'clock on the day compared to holding the meetings on a Friday, because the challenge was that members left early on a Friday back to their constituency. So since the change of the laws, last board meeting that we met the quorum, the following meeting was scheduled for the 6th of September, but had to be postponed because of cancellation. So we really have a challenge with the board meeting a forum from time to time, as far as the one of our big challenges is concerned. So then also at the board, at the next slide on page 11, the issue around what are the pending issues that are under discussion by the board, because I think that is relevant for the portfolio committee. The first issue that is pending is the issue of the gym facility. Now, during one of the legacies of the fourth parliament and the QCF, the fourth consultative forum, it was agreed that gym facilities would be constructed at the three parliamentary villages. And the agreement at that time was that DPW would prepare the infrastructure for the gym facility, and Parliament would provide the equipment. At this point in time, we completed the facilities, the infrastructure, at the end of 2016, and it is just awaiting the issue with regards to Parliament providing the equipment. We've had discussions at the board with regards to this, and there is a current challenge with regards to budget from Parliament side. So this is where we've engaged with Parliament around this matter, and we are awaiting them to resolve the provision of the equipment and the management of the facility, the gym facility. The second item is the matter around transport. There is also a challenge with regards to members of Parliament, and basically around two issues. It's around communication when there is late traffic. On the one hand, because in some cases members were left behind when the bus left at a certain point, 5 o'clock. If the set time is 5 o'clock. And then the issue of the instruction as to who instructs the bus to wait for the members that are late. So that was the one challenge that we had that the members felt. And then there was the whole issue of the overloading of buses when it comes to the utilization of buses. So these are the two matters that are currently under discussion with the board. It was not brought to its finality and it was deferred to the next board meeting to ensure. However, that in the last meeting, DPW was requested to engage Parliament on resolving this and looking at the whole issue of the role of the transport works and the role they play in that instruction when buses must leave late. So we have engaged with Honourable Leader and we will then have to discuss it at the next board meeting around that so that that can be resolved. As far as the third item is concerned, the renovation of members' residence, Honourable Chair members, what has happened here is that in the build-up to the fifth parliament, we renovated approximately 140 units out of the total 350 units. The project was registered for the remaining 236 members. What then happened, out of the 236 members, there's about 55 pre-fabricated units. And this meant that these units could not be renovated, it had to be demolished and rebuilt. At the same time, the department then started looking at the master plan to develop, because there was issues around maybe consolidating the tree farm. And this project was then put on hold for the renovation of the 236 houses. And that is why there wasn't an implementation of the project to further renovate the 236 units. Chairperson, as far as the other matter is concerned, the definition of dependence, the issue here was basically around the fact that the board wanted us to agree on the definition of dependence. Because the challenge we have is when members register or new members, they fill in an occupancy sheet, they declare members. So because there wasn't an agreed upon definition, you then have a certain number of dependents on there. Maybe dependents that are older than 21, they are working, they are no longer a dependent or other members they declare. So the unit, the three bedroom house that is given to members is a three bedroom house. So in other words, the normal rate of occupancy is about four members plus the member and his partner. So then there was members that had more dependents than what normally would be in a house. So it was agreed that we should look at a definition of dependents and agree on that. Because what has happened, and this is why the bus then became overloaded, because the dependent then also wanted to travel with the bus, maybe to take down, etc. So it was agreed that the board would sit down and really facilitate the process that we come to an agreement with regards to dependent. So that is still a matter that is pending within the board, the definition of dependent. What would that cut off age be? Would it be 27, would it be 21, would it be 25, etc. And then the final or the one that I missed, sorry, was the proposed amendment to the Act. My apologies. The Act does not fully represent the policy directive and the mandate of the Department of Parliament. Because if you read the Act mostly focuses on the transport of members. So there's no clear definition within the Act. So there was a discussion within the board that we should look at the Act, maybe look at the devolution of the budget for the transport to Parliament, and that public works just focus on their role as the provider of accommodation, and Parliament takes responsibility for the well-being of the members, the discipline of the members, the transport of the members, etc., etc. So that is also a discussion that's underway within the board with regards to the amendment of the Act, or even the repeal of the Act, if it should come to that. So we are also engaging with Parliament with regards to that. But the board is also a pending matter within the board. And then the final item there is the role of Parliament with respect to transport. It almost latches with item 2, where it says that given the fact that Parliament is responsible for the well-being, they set up the timetable for the meetings and things like that, it's almost better for Parliament to manage the transport to make sure there's synchronization between the sittings of Parliament and the transport of members. And hence we started looking at the role of Parliament with respect to transport. And we've been engaging with Parliament, so there is correspondence or interaction between the two to see whether Parliament can play a more proactive role. Chairperson, that you sort with the with regards to the pending matter.
Okay, Chair. I think my colleague, while dealing with the previous slide, he has already touched a lot of items on the on slide number 18. So I may not, I may request that I don't repeat the rest of the same items, because that is exactly what we are doing. That will conclude with the presentation.
Any addition from either the department or the people dealing with the website and who decide the people who are dealing with the website? Any addition?
There are not additions, Madam Chair, who just clarify where they are stationed, for clarity, and clarify where they are issues that need to be raised.
Thank you very much. Now we will give the members opportunity to ask clarification questions. You will be the first. Second, three, four, five, Adam, you close, my lady, and you will be last. But I didn't see the decision in English. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. You will close. You come just before you. Then you close and come before. Because I said soon close. Okay.
Thank you. Huge clarification. With regards to the contractors that are listed on slide number 5 and 6, can I get an indication of where these contractors are from and what their BE take is? Okay. Then on slide number 6, there is a notice that is an extension to the contract to the 16th of November 2017. Are there any additional costs as a result of that extension? And what the purpose or the reason for the extension is? The person is further on slide number 10, and this is very disturbing, that you have people that have accepted a position and they have not fulfilled the role. This is a very important role, because I can assure you that there are members that are uncomfortable in the villages, and so therefore if you have representatives that are not fulfilling their role, then they need to be in place. It's simple. I mean, you cannot still not have a meeting. So I think that's something that needs to be done. I'm sure there's many members that are available that can just want to serve in those communities. And then on slide number 11, there's a few issues that I have there, Chairperson. The first one is the transport. That is an interesting one. Again, just a clarification, yes, there has been overloading. But what we found, and we understand that the buses are not only for members of parliament, for members, sorry, for residents of the village. But what you find when the bus gets to the gate here, it is empty. Then there's about 5 or 6 members of parliament to get on. So maybe that needs to be investigated as to who those people. I know at one stage what they did, we got the last time for the process. People thought they didn't have an idea on the beach. That just stopped suddenly. So you can just change the bus without ID. Getting into the park, I also understand and hear that it was interesting that Johnson said that for the discipline of members as well. I wonder who those members are, because I think I have enough discipline. But be it as it may, what you find is, well, when I, and again, there was strict at one time when vehicles entered the park, but, and to a certain extent they are still. But that's only people that are traveling, driving in. Those people, call it people, they walk in, there are people that walk in, and those, they are not, sometimes they are not checked to see whether they belong in the park. So that's just an issue. And then I had one more honorable chair. The last one is the transport issue. Now, we again, I can understand why the department is wanting to engage with Parliament with regards to transport. We do have an indication of the cost of transporting of members, I'm talking about members of residents of the park to Parliament for the year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was number one. Number two.
No, thanks, Honourable Chair. Thanks to the Department for the presentation and also giving us clarity on some of the concerns of the residents of members of Parliament. I think on slide number 5 and 6, my colleague has covered on it, but I wanted to take further the slide number 6 on the extended the project extension to check what are the risks for that extension, including the weather. I think my colleague covered this one, whether is there any additional cost around this one. The other one, Chair, is around the issue of the duration of the members of the board that is supposed to serve 12 months and finding them sitting for five years in a term. I want to check, because the challenge in the Parliament of not them attending does not mean that you can't attend when the time comes. And also here there is a senior person that is called the Director General. That is the chairperson of this particular board. Why is it not tabled and called for the AGM for the board? Because it's chaired by a senior person. I want to check that one, Chair. And also around the issue of the gym facility. No, we appreciate that the department has moved around the issue of the infrastructure as reported. And there is an indication that the Parliament is supposed to put in the facility so that this particular facility can work. I want to check if you indicated on the challenges of budget. There is no indication at all. I'm saying this because there is a medium-term expenditure framework that we follow now. Nothing is appearing in Parliament to say that, because it was raised in the fourth Parliament, and now we are going towards the end of the fifth Parliament to say that there is no money. And I want to check, you said you are going to meet with one of the personal responsible, Honorable Jesus. I think we have to raise our concerns so that the relevant authorities can attend to it. Because, you know, we want to best will be living at night, you know. To stay healthy. Mm. It's important for us that we know when are we going to get the budget for that going forward. On the issue of the transport chain, I think it needs to be revisited, because sometimes, you know, I think the department and the parliament presented before us here to say that sometimes, even us as members of the parliament, we don't know who to communicate. If you come out from the study group, there is no more bus, you know, I think we need to be directed and given a person to say that if you finish your study group late and you find that there is no more bus, this is the person you saw. And we must have one commander that is going to say, no, the bus will leave at that particular time, so that we all have same understanding with members of parliament. Because sometimes we take the shuttle when the bus is no more there. Renovations, Honorable Chair. I'm not sure, Chair. I'm having a deep concern, especially in the village where I'm staying, in Pelican Park. We had a gate in Pelican Park where the bus was getting through and getting out. It was changed and built on the other side. don't know what happened to the certification. The bus can't get in and out in this particular day. Are we getting valuable money for that? Is there any inspection after the project has been done? Because to me, I think it's a waste. If you can have a gate, that's right, you build another gate by the bus. You know, when we come back in a flight, the bus could see these poor guys that are there in the gate, they will run to the other gate to open. Because the gate that was built, the bus can't move because it's small. I think it talks to the specification. And who's responsible for that? Who's going to put the bin around that particular thing? Because it's really not working. And I don't think really the department is making a follow-up, doing oversight or inspection after the process has been done. I will make this another example of honorable chair. You know, beginning of this year, they installed the telephone in our house. Installed it. When we came, there are these things. But in April, it was off. We reported to the lady that is working in the car. This thing is not working. And then she told us that there are so many others that are not working. I said, can it be followed up? I phoned her again. She said, no, we put it forward. It's not yet done. Mm-hmm. You know, this thing is going to cost the government another money. Because during the time there is a duration that you must do inspection. After that particular time you come, you know, to say that they must come back and fix it. We want to know who was responsible for installing those cell phones, those telephones, I'm so sorry, not cell phones, telephones in our room. Was inspection done? If it was done, who did it? Do you know how many are working and how many are not working? Because this is a waste of money of the government. We can't tolerate that. Even that gate there, we want to know who was responsible and who's going to put it in. Going forward, this one for registration of dependents. Okay, I think you are going to wait for the regulation that we are but in the meantime, because it does not mean that there was no regulation before of the dependents. My understanding that you use that one until you get a new one. It is the legislation, the act. You can't just say now because we are going to change the act. So it means to say that the existing act you can't utilize. So it's supposed to be utilized until there is an amendment on the definition of dependence. I think it's the role, the proposed amendment of the act. We will support. But I don't know why. Takes such a long time to see that this legislation or this law is not approved. It doesn't give a clear definition of the role between the parliament and the NDPW to say this is what is happening. But if it is amended, I think we will appreciate to see that one. Maybe at the moment, let me go.
Thank you very much. So as by way of reminding the previous speaker, she forgot to say anything about ladies' issues. So she can put that one down for follow-up.
I was worried about the delegation.
You better get used to that thing.
Okay.
Let me highlight what has not been highlighted. First slide of significance was about the renovation to most building. Now, what percentage of the construction work, including professionals, has been allocated to people of color? on those contracts happening there. I would like to know, because like the chairperson said, we've got to walk the talk. If there is no transformational agenda taking place when Parliament allocates, then we are on the firing line at public rent. So shall place that if they do not have that specific, we put it down in writing to them and we want to know, because it makes sense of the transformation agenda that this department has to have uppermost. I want to know what happening, you know, in terms of, you've given us the figures there. What percentage is going to that? Number two, about the act, it's pretty much tough for us to even consider seriously the express intention to repeal the act when we have not had proper access to it. It's quite a costly affair to produce an act, you know, with public hearings and what have you. So when you propose that we should consider the advisability of repealing the act, we need to have the act, and obviously it's a whole session on its own for you to motivate to us why the act would be, you know, would need to be repealed. Because obviously there was a lot of amending it to something else, but repealing it, oh, it was some serious business. So point of departure there would be to request that they finish us with the act as well as with the reason why they think the act should be repealed. Then at the next meeting we can look at that. Now, operational issues. The board does not correct, but lately there seems to be an improvement. What does the act provide for when the board does not correct and the status cannot do its business? You know, one would hope that there is some provision in the act. Again, if we had a copy of the act with us, you know, I wouldn't be asking this question, you know. So we would like to know from the department who definitely has got a copy of the act. And the dependent, I agree with my colleague that we stick with the well-established definition of dependent and until there's a reason to change. If it's a question of people not managing the system well, then we look at those administrative issues. Otherwise, we don't want to speculate and say this is a dependent. Otherwise, there is a standard way of defining dependent, you know, in South Africa, you know, which you will find in the appropriation bill, which has yet to be finalized, you know. So there are many sources of defining dependent. About the buses themselves, the route. Ever since the new company took over, once we enter town, and I think it's FW, the Black Boulevard, we toy about it in the bus. We say, oh, let's take a gap. Maybe it's going to go straight. Maybe it's going to turn, and then turn again, and turn again. Or maybe it's going to turn again, and join the elderly street, and then go down again. It has become a game amongst, and I'm in a teacher, but it has become a game that we play. We say, okay, let's guess. And it literally is a guess game. Who determines the route? Sometimes we get frustrated, and sometimes we just toy about it. So we would love for that to be resolved. Surely somebody must just decide what is the route when we come to town, and then, you know, so that from next week onwards, we know what is the route to follow. It can't be a matter that requires the whole board to determine, you know, the route of the bus. And these intercourse, as was helping my girlfriend, the telephone, the telephone, I was told the intercourse, right? Not so much because they're not working, but because we assumed that one of the primary functions would be for the police to tell us when there is a visitor. You just find someone literally knocking at your door. Literally, there is no notification when visitors come. Whether it's a visitor that you are expecting, but having not set the time, or someone who has just decided to visit you. Now, we live in those prefects. Now, you can imagine sleeping in a prefect, being a very vocal politician, necessarily popular with everybody. And you know you've made some ugly statements in Parliament, which not please everybody in this country. Now you go to that, and there are police at the gate, and there is no statement sent to you that someone is coming to visit you. You sometimes have half sleepless nights when you know that you've made some very unpleasant statements in Parliament. So this is a matter of serious concern. If either that thing is functioning, or they might as well spend some money giving, remove them. Get them off if they are not functioning. It's as simple as all that. Otherwise, it's just a beautiful, expensive toy to have it. But more importantly, as I'm saying, you know, we should be told when someone is coming. Because there needs to be a confirmation that, yes, I am expecting so-and-so. This police should not just let everybody come through. We are not safe friends. And we would like for this matter to be taken very seriously. They say new broom should clean, but old ones know all the cracks. Thank you, sir.
Deputy Chair, first of all, I must welcome you as a new chapter for me. But my woman is my friend. I went with him in the but Chairperson, my first question is, what I want to find out, how much do they spend for the installation of the data box? How much do they spend for the installation of the data box? The other Chairperson, because most of my statement has been touched by other members, what I want to find out about the facility is they say the Parliament is supposed to fund for the treatment. Do they have any time frame? Or is it just annually? Or is it going to be a 5-year plan? I don't know what was the plan for this facility. And the other question is that one of the official time of the facility. For members, because sometimes the camera doesn't say. Sometimes we wait there until 5 past 7, sometimes 5 past 8. We don't know what is the exact time we're supposed to be kicked by this time. And then the other chapter that I don't know, if you orientate the new passage, when you have the new passage, because we have this challenge that if the new passage comes, there's a lot of folk challenges and some problems that are educated as a member. And the other question is the one of the citizens. I'm content because I'm the one person who likes to teach. If you have a room, an elephant in a room, you have got no facilities. What is going to happen now? What you want to do, you want to use them. Even here in Parliament, you have this. On Parliament, which are not working. They are not working at all. They are not working. All facilities in the English, they are not working. And the other people that they have to find out who's doing the cooling system in our inmate building. And that is the current system they do have just only a week after that they are not working at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My sister.
Thank you, Chairperson, and congratulations on your appointment. Chairperson has what very good. Chairperson, I understand the issue. And I like too much because of
you. You are free.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My first question is on the renovation of Gulu. Nothing is said here. Acting teacher. What was the extent? Is there a sanity level agreement with regard to each of these projects? The second question on this project is, Jefferson, there's a start date, any completion date, and the contract period is 18 months, but if you add 18 months to the start date, it doesn't end at 18 months. And that incurs costs. The chairperson in the first place, you shouldn't have offered any carbon cost. It's so crap for you, or such a financial incentive that has to work. For a project, the chairperson, wanneer ons departemente begroting doen, om geen vir ons wat klompoot, dan kan nie lekker in die kast doen. Nie versoekerig is al een paar maande aan ons ekkertje ons in dit te kry. So ek wil gaan, ons moet een ordentlijke werk van die ding gedoen. As jylle vir ons kom sê, jylle het 18 miljoen, 36 miljoen rand van die eerste project maatschappij. Dit is die onkoste om die werkliebertijds afgehandel is nie. Nou kom ek terug naar Goedem toe. Ek was nou net in die toilet. Hier is een lift. Universal Accessibility is nie. Maar as jy nie toilet in gaan, dan kan jy wel sê. So, doen die werk ordentlik. As ons een ramp het, dan moet die ramp ingaan by die deur. Die deur is een normale toilet. Die persoon wat hy toilet gebruik, hy sal nie kan in die toilet gaan. Hy sal ook sy handen kan opwas, want die ruimte is nie vol. Want jy persoon, ek het nie die bed nie. As wat die hoof kan sê, hoeveel badkamer geliewe, hulle per persoon toeken, want ek weet by die school en dit is soos 20 leerlinge per toilet, en ek jy moet hier herpaar. Maar wat is die verhouding? En voldoen, wat daar voldoen in die reis is. Ek sal vir jou sê, Jefferson, as ek betek jy in die reis staan, sekere toilet. Ek sal ook wel weet, Jefferson, net as ek die lekker passie dinge in mekaar, Fabrikwerk en palen. Hier zal het worden voor schoonmaken. Fabrikwerk of palen. En als het fabrikwerk is, wordt de eigen deeltje van de schoonmaken. En nu wordt er alweer als eerst aangekomen met allerlei afgedroogd, al die verschillende dagen. Met betrekking tot members of the team, jy was al in die facility, ek het jou daar al gesien. Denk jy dit voldoende vir 450 mense? Van Jefferson, ek het graag oor die doel gepraat, ek het gevraag oor die service levels en die reden dat wat jy graag gepraat. Oor die vervoer, ek krijg indruk van Jefferson, dat jy op Laboria. Ons vervoer, ons is die stiefkinders van die vervoer. Ek sê so, omdat ek die indruk kry, ons busse is van die swakste gehalte. Ons het verlede week in die bus uitgeklim, want toe weet sy het. Hy sê so, die toilet is nie. Sy bus is as hy geskip word van die contracte van die bus. Amal van ons is nie meer jong en amal van ons moet toegankelijk in die busse van almal met die trappen kan doen. Ons het vanmorgen vir die eerste keer in die kwartale bus gaan te kerstak en dit behoort vereiste te doen aan enige maatskap. Tweedens, hoe lang is die contract van een busmaatskapie? Moet die contract die korter wees as ek almal een kans geef? Vir meer mense, een kans. Anders, alweer het gepraat oor tyd is, en dit is baie frustrerend, Jefferson. Morgen kom ons al vier uit. Maar moet ons wachten kwart oor vijf. Is dit rede? Dan, met betrekking tot die villages. In ons village, ek kan ongelukkig nou nie plek, nou met die ander persoon praat, maar ek kan alles religious is het hier nodig nie. En daar waar jy staan ek om buiten leeg. Een wat herstel, maar in so'n slakke pas. Ek en my man het hier nie gesê, maar dit is nie so skade. Gaan ek nie vir die pas in my leeg is, as my so'n skade. En ek was het nou twee deputy ministers uit ons bereik gehad. Een deputy minister bly nog steeds daar, want die kleine huis is 6 maanden laat, nadat hy aangewees is as deputy. Kreeg die staat, dat die absoluut niet kan net zo goed, weet het verstaan. Maar is dat die manier om die werk van een gezin? Oor die toestand, ja. In die begin van die jaar, ek was gelukkig in die positie dat ek in die parlement was. In die begin van die tweede parlement, is ons lebers vervang. Wat is die beleid ten opzichte van die vervanging van lebers? Jy weet, Jefferson, ons het geweldige dienen lebers. Hulle is zwaar, jy kan hier opzien. En ek wil weet, wat is my vorige lebers? Ek wil weet, by wie is hulle gelukkig af? Ek het die antwoord nie gekryk van die streekdirekteur, dit word geskenk, ek wil weet vir wie dit geskenk is. Die vorige lebers. En dan vraag ek ook, is het nodig om soeke verskrikkelijke dienst te doen? Dan kijk ek iets wat my helder vind. Dit is die, wat man met die auditie wat is, public works om elke keer, elke 6 maand. Wat is het, elke 6 maand? Hoe kom ek het nodig elke keer? Jefferson, ek het het al beter. Vorige week, en opzichte, dit wat ek hier benaam nie verhaal, van die park kom krop aan de leer en gesê, Mr. Adams, hier is 2 lede van Public Works wat die opname van die leer. 2 lede. Ongeïdentificeerd. Ek met haar woord aan praat daarvoor. Hulle kan te misstaan sê. Tweede ding, hulle kon skryf fysisk die nommer hier. Is dat dan nie al digital? Eindelijk wat hulle gekom het met een scanner en het gekom scan. Dink gekom scan het, die dink is hier, dink gekom scan, maar het skryf fysisk die nummer hier. Wat is gebeur, ons het klomp geld gespeer om dit betaal te maak. Dan sê ek wil ook praat oor die toegang van tuinparke. Wat is er regtig nodig vir dat nieuwe toegang gebouw? Jy weet, Jefferson, dit is miljoene rande wat spandeer is. Dit is vir mense, mense kon dit doen, vir ons beter verliep, omdat dit self verliep, vir ons beter verliep. Wat is dit rechte plan? Dit sal wil wees, Jefferson, wat is die koste? En dit is wat die members sê, die bus gaan die een hek in, en die kom weer by die self hek uit. Net een hek kan die bus. Waar, wie het die werk gedoen? En, hoekom is daar die geskik wat daar van dierlijke toegankelijkheid is? Vir die geskik. Dan is Jefferson ook oor die boord, is dit die geskik oor die geplekte met ons Anna Mathieu oor die boord. Die geskik oor die geskik. Daar die forum is die badder. Mense 3 keer aanwezig was, wat sy gaan, vir die ander mense aangestel word, die dit daar is gewillige mense, wat kan die ding, die show kan raad, vir ons. Sê vir dat ek is bezig om klaar te maak, die laatste 1 of 2, ek is gedek oor die transport nou volledig, die proposed amendments to the act, timeframe. Daar is geen timeframe nie, miskien moet diezelfde komitee kom en vir ons daarom net kom inlig waarheen werk hy is, so dat ons daarom een idee kan hê daarom. Kom ek stop van dit. Baie dank. Baie dank dat jy my toegelaat het om aan Afrikaans te praat.
Thank you very much, Chair.
going forward. If we have a presentation where an act is detailed, I think it would be most useful to the committee if we could have an electronic version of that act sent out either on email or on our WhatsApp group so that we have quick access to it. I mean, some people are part of the furniture on this committee. No names mentioned. But others of us are new and we don't have access to these acts immediately. I think even the ones that are furniture, you find that the old copies of the act that they have is probably not the furniture in their offices. So I think just if we can establish a principle that where we're going to be discussing an act in a committee meeting, we can have an electronic copy of that. It doesn't cost much to most useful for us. I also wanted to pick up on the issue of the board and the fact that we have members who are appointed to this board that are looking after our interests and are not fulfilling their mandate. So I would request the department to then share with this committee the names and contact information of all of the board members so that we can perhaps start to try and keep these people to account. Jay, you spoke about our enemy at the beginning, and I think Honorable Matope was encouraging the enemy to come into the door because she says we're nearly at the end of our term already. And I just want a reminder that the fifth parliament still has got between 18 and 20 months to run. It's still a long time, and there's a lot that we can still achieve during this period. So we must be cautious of saying, we're nearly out of here. I for one hope to come back in Parliament number 6, and while I will probably be staying in one of those ministerial houses that Honourable Adams mentioned, even though my party says there will only be 15 ministers in the new Parliament, but we must still remember that we've got a legacy that we need to leave. We need to build a platform for the people that come after us, even if it's not us. Okay. So I think it's important that we ensure that we do our mandate here and we hold these people to account. This board has got a job to do. They must be held to account. It's in our interest. So I want those names and those contact details, please. And I note that the chairperson of the board is in the room, so I would encourage him to convene another meeting so we can bring finality to some of these issues. Quite speedily. I mean, if we look at the pending issues that the board needs to deal with, one of the gym facilities is just another example where one department has done their bit. We're now waiting for someone else. That waiting doesn't come without a cost. There's a cost of securing an area, there's a cost of maintaining it, and I think we all know whenever a building stands empty or a facility stands empty, idle hands tend to find their way into it and that facility becomes degraded. So that by the time that our gym equipment is procured, we will have to renovate that building again and spend some more money to fix it, to get it up to standard for people to use it. So I think it's important that we deal with those issues, but also make sure that we are doing our bit to make sure that those areas are not just standing empty. I for one took a walk the other day and I joked that it was oversight. But it actually was, walking around Acacia Park and having a look. The building around the Bowles Green, the old Bowles Green, there's no concrete Bowles there anymore, but that little clubhouse, it's a nice facility that could be utilized, but again, it's being allowed to fall into disrepair. I think we need to guard against things like that. So I think the thing that we picked up is that there's a lot of good ideas that are going on, but the implementation of those ideas is not good. So the gym, the implementation is not good. The gates, the implementation is not good. The security issues at the gate, again, we've got a wonderful facility there, but the implementation of it is not fulfilling what we want it to do. The phones and the barcode scanners, I can't believe that people are still swiping out numbers by hand. That is sad and scary. In and of itself. So I think Acting DG, you've obviously got a strong management team that's producing good ideas, But from eyes further down the food chain that are actually implementing, there doesn't seem to be sufficient management control over them to make sure that there's a follow through with the idea. You know, there's a wonderful story about people that used to go out, and it's an urban legend, so there's some story if it's Sydney Harbour or Durban Harbour, where a boat went out every day to count the dolphins in the harbour. And after two or three generations of this happening, someone asked, why do we do this? And no one could work out. And then it turned out that Queen Victoria, on a visit to the harbour, said, how many dolphins are there, when she was on a boat trip around the harbour? So as a result of that, they would send out a boat every day to count the dolphins, in case the Queen ever asked again. Okay? But I get the feeling that the same thing is happening here. People are going through the motions of doing their job without understanding the bigger picture of why they're doing the things that they're doing. Okay? So really, I believe that the implementation is happening without a bigger picture of where the people fit in. And I think perhaps it points to management. It points to strong management and middle management actually communicating with their teams and making sure that the ideas that are hatched and put forward are implemented properly and with the correct vision. Okay? That gate, to me, is a case in point. The last thing I wanted to talk about, Chair, is just the act. I think, again, this points to, you weren't here with us when we did our BRRRs, but the fact that the department needs to do a full review of all the bits and pieces of legislation, the white paper, and the direction that the department is moving. The review of this act, I agree, repealing an act is not always a good idea. I mean, it can be a dangerous thing. But certainly a review of the act and perhaps an amendment is something that the department needs to undertake urgently. We've heard about these famous white papers that are being reviewed. We've heard about a strategic direction that is being re-looked at by the department. I think this needs to be included. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. A lot has been covered that I wanted to make. But just in case a few things. Honorable Madoba, you talk about the innovation of things and the other. That was really a waste exercise. Apologies. Because if you have a gate that was existing, a gate where all the buses could go through, then you say you are renovating to start a new one, and the new one buses cannot get through safely. What is the purpose of this? It's just a waste. And that gate, the old one, because it was a gate and the police there involved every time, even if it was not that high like the old fence, but there were police there. Now they are no longer there. They went to a new one. The gate is not as tall as the one, or as high as the whole thing. It's easy for anyone to get to the there because no one is there. They are all on the new one. But when the bus are supposed to come in, either out in the morning, when they come in again in the afternoon, then one of them are run to the old gate and open for the bus. Open and come and open for the open, and so on. That is the same that is in the order. Why it is innovation? Why? What measurement is we do? What was informing us about the new measurement that we do? That is a very serious statement. Someone talked about the orientation of those bus companies. Are those buses being inspected regularly? Is that so? Another piece of some of them, they are too high. It's very difficult for us to climb them. When you talk to them about maybe in the past, the previous one, they would put a step there when you enter with a step. These ones that say, no, the step is not safe, you cannot bring a step here. And then, how do you get in there? High. That's the problem. And you talked about also renovation, 114 units were renovated, which I think is 8 years, but 114, out of 720. out of 350, you already have 20. It is very few. But at the same time, honestly speaking, at times, one day you find out when you come back from work, there was some renovation. In the bathroom, the renovation that was done for self-sustainability. And the office. Here's the bus, which is so badly that we found it that badly. I think we must be, there must be a way of saying when the new camp starts, these things are the ones that are supposed to be renovated before the new camp starts. You come there to the new camp, the bus are so tinted, you've got to use it as it is, and no one wants about it. Now the camp is open. They come there, they were coming to renovate to a bus. When you arrive, it's only the first thing that is being renovated. Then all the things. What was the scope of doing the renovation? What were they supposed to do? Only the top dish and so that. But now the specification was written. So we have a lot there that needs to be taken care of. Yes, indeed, this one, checking upon the independence, we need to see the ones that we have been implementing now, the very same extra is very present, so that we can talk on that one and see how to correct it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Something critical that I forgot to inquire about, the safety of the port. Port. I know in Acacia Park we've got a port about, I don't know about the others, and one of our members' child walked into the port because there was no net. Just want to know, that's about 3 years ago, I want to know if there is net now or whether that gate is safe. That's the only thing that I forgot. Thanks a lot for the mm-hmm. And also I will be leaving at quarter to day 2:05, but rather than
the credo from public works, South Africa works because of public works. Chairperson, we saw any villages start on the list. Kandaki Sanctuary. Sweden, Master Bishpala, or River and Water, Star, South Africa. Master Dora told him, can upstreet. Then Hanna, Lizard and Lizard Water, Water, Verloren. Kan hulle asseblief vir ons dat iets kom doen aan die tenke en ook die krane wat die skop maak in die toilette. Dat is 'n kort en moe. Really value for money. I'm saying this because we follow the money, members of Parliament.
want to know exactly, and also the design, 25 million, just the design for refurbishment. I don't know whether it's redesign and also do the refurbishment, because you say so. If you say that to me, or one of the two, you know, and going forward. And also this contractor, are we including, the government is talking about the set aside for women, as well as the children. Are we really doing that? I think the chair, when he was talking, indicated that what we are doing, we must leave a mark to say that we have changed the lives of the people. Do we have the contractor for women in the work that is being done? In your specification as a department, do you always think about that? And it has also come from the high office of the president to say that the women and the youth, they must be taken into consideration around the issue of the economy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Oh, yes, sir. No, I think that public works has done us a service. But when we sent out the invite, we wanted to know about what each program, what focus on the parliamentary bodies, the parliament, but also on the ministerial houses and third rules as well. And there's nothing in this document that contains that. So I think they have really taken a shortcut, and they have done a disservice to this committee. So I would really propose that if we can get also the specifications, because I mean ministers' houses have been bought for 10-15 million, and then when a minister moved in, he or she saw one greater the renovations done to the tune of 5-10 million. Now, I mean, where are we going? Fernwood is standing there. We need an update, progress report on what's happening with Fernwood. So I think that someone was trying to take shortcuts here. He just come and dump a type of report in front of us, and think we must be happy with that. Today, I would propose if we have to call them back tomorrow morning for another detailed report, we must do that. They can't take these shortcuts here. Thank you
very much. I just remember that you need to assist your health officials to really remind you of your work. I'm quite aware that health officials, you have been in public service for some time. And sometimes you change the pattern of the NDP. Now you become used to how you work. My plea, I've just checked with the secretary here, if everybody who's here has signed their name and their address and the numbers, but I want to follow everyone of you. Well, I think the size of the members, I think that should not happen. Honorable Secretary said, if you don't act when you are new, you will never act. So I really feel that the public work of today should not be the same as the public work of the entire. So starting with what the whip has just said, that you were requested to detail the course on this area and that area and that, you avoided everything. But your report also is not detailing what you know we want. Well, whatever project you do, there should be a time frame, even the budget must be there. No? Why want us to get? So I am of the view that indeed you owe us another meeting. You owe us a detailed report, but even before that report, I think we have to agree. Some of these things, you are not clear. You say the DG must share the board, and then it hasn't happened for 5 years. And you put it as many others within the department, knowing the amount of work and the schedule of this person. And then He does not have even one meeting himself. Before he goes somewhere. But he did not tell himself, you are not saying that. You are saying the members did not tell. What about it? Was he there? That's what I'm saying. The reality is that, let me tell you, the officials of public work have two legacies. The good legacy and the bad legacy. So, then choose which one you want to take to the future. Because indeed, you have transformed, you have put up, you are talking about that, that's not put by other countries. In South Africa, we have big infrastructural projects that are not in other countries in Africa. You have done it. But you have also wasted a lot of money. You have just played with the people's money. The examples that the members have given you, really, you must explain. But I'm not sure if you must explain today. Because, you know, because there should be even a clarity on the action taken. You know, all this goes to the specification of the case. Why the case needed to be changed? Why? So I think this presentation is not covering that. I think we'll need, because at presentation, you know, where your verbal answers won't be as good as a written report, because you can refer to it. But your verbal answers won't help us. You're fire science. So, but when you then go back, respond to this question in a detailed presentation, that will then agree on another date for a meeting. And you include what the whip is including. No, you know, problems won't run away because you are dodging them. Dodging problems, dodging the expenses that we are incurring as government. Remember, this is not fun. As a portfolio committee of public work, we're defending the people. So we like an honorable mention is the money. Because otherwise we'll be cleaning. We cannot do that. So I'm of the view if honorable members will agree that given the opportunity to answer, because the question that these things are small things. You can see that you are playing. You don't want to spend the money where we need it. You are just playing. Saving the gate. And then you make a small gate instead of, you know, improvement must be bigger, better, smaller. Even if that's the what kind of improvement is this? So it's clear, Uguti, you are not clear. So now in the report, we even want action. You know, there's no consequence management. What did you do? What were the specifications? Who was supervising? The project manager? So I think the public, because you cannot mess us with the villages that are here, because they are too close to us. Even the story of board members who are supposed to be members for a year, you make them 5 years. You take them for granted. So we are a portfolio that is responsible for this, we are not going to allow it. So the members that cannot, because they are days, that members can decide who suits them. So it's a matter of members that are dedicated, that they are passionate about their work. So I think from where I sit, if we agree on all of the members, we must not give them an opportunity to answer. They must go and answer in a written so that we can refer to that. You have raised many, many issues. You put intercom for fun. We want it in the company that was given that way. And you also, details, we want details. Now, they want to know how far are you going to empower. Who are the contractors that are doing work in this village? The first people, who are these people? Versus our transformation agenda. So we want all this information. So we want it in writing, because you know something that is in writing we can refer to it, but if you that answer, you give us too much information, and hoping that others will be that clever so that we cannot meet you. So, but I'm quite happy that you have brought many people who are dealing with this kind of work, because maybe this committee is going to be too cool at yourself. But we are nearer. Maybe if we're talking about the human building, at least this one, the parliament, and all the prestige that is here, it is closer for us. So I don't think we must allow the lifts that are not working. The reason you create a lift is not to give a contractor money. It's to give a service to the people that must use it. In fact, the way it happens here, there are lifts that were put, so it's like the goal was to give that money to that contractor. Because the lifts are not working.
So I think Honorable Adam was just indicating a lot of this frustration. Remember that. So please go and be vigilant.
And we want this thing to be fixed. The issue of Jim Patrick is a joke that not officials, you are learning to do. When we interview you for the job, when you want to be a DG or even an acting DG, we take from a person who is highly qualified. And in an interview, we only say, I am much talented, I can go the extra mile. I'm good in training. Now, everything is telling that you are bad in training. You see the building? There's no equipment. Where is your good training? Where is the organizing skills? So in here, you are really, so there should be consequence management. So if you're not doing your work, we should be told, when are you going to visit me? What action is taken? So, soon the minister will have to be closer here, because we are still here. The minister and deputy minister will have to come here. So because if you don't take the parliament building area, the project and everything, because it's too close to us, maybe you can do some other bad things where it is too far, maybe we should see
spending money. I think you are chasing that. The money must not be in the
see, before you must say you have performed.
No, like
paying you for money is an issue for us. It's not an issue of spending. So, and that is an issue that we think heaven will fall if you don't say it. Everything did it?
No, there's no heaven that can fall on a good thing. I welcome the proposal. I think the proposal is what we appreciate. We'll ensure that we prepare a detailed response and report on all the questions. I think, seeing that there will be clarity on a lot of areas on our chair, we really appreciate. That was a very good approach that we have to hear all about this thing, because they assist us, so that we should try to prove where they have been wrong. I think we also indicate as to what steps have been taken in areas where things have been very done properly. But we really appreciate. We ensure that we cover all the areas that have been indicated.
Okay, there are members that have been signed. Let me check where is the budget. The property management
No, I think I'm not explaining the board as I'm also a member of the board, but the acts are going under reconstruction. We have asked the legal person from that also serves on the board, from the Department of Justice and Advocates, to look at the act so that the act can be approved by the board and the minister as such, because there were some, the act was very vague. And we needed to strengthen the act for the membership of Parliament and for the future of the world. So the act is
coming very much. No, on that point, I think we must not really change that. Are you saying people are not meeting because the act is vague?
Look, in the meeting term, the meeting was because of the members. The meeting as such were not the fault of anyone, the fault of members.
Mm-hmm.
And we have changed it now because the meeting was scheduled for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And members go home on a Friday. So we've changed it now to a Wednesday in conjunction with the Office of the Chief Whip. Where we asked the Chief Whip if are there any weekly meetings or any other meetings. So the Chief Whip gave a specific Wednesday, and the Office of the Chief Whip also ask members or notify members to attend the board meeting. So now there is a bit of positiveness in terms of that. But we struggle. So sometimes we have to do something, we can't in, because not correct, because members are not enough.
We must amend the behavior of members. So I think what the honorable members have done is, before you amend the act, take us at all. Give us the act, tell us this act needs to be repealed, because all these problems are not working. You don't have the pill because you want the pill to be working. So we agree exactly with what the Honorable President said. Take up a law. We are your committee, the committee that do oversight on you. You don't just need a business of changing things for no reason. Tell us why. Because the behavior of, because, you know, this thing of independence, you know, we want our society independent. No, no. If you know, young ones can tell you who is independent. So don't make people go where they are not.
Let's deal with the problem.
This is the problem. You don't want to make a law to decide who to be. No. So then, once you are 21,
grown up.
So that is known. So let's not be very creative. Let's deal with, if the problem is people not attending, that is it. Let's stick to that 1 year. So that everybody can then be a member of the board. So in your report that is coming, come clear. Why didn't you convene an AGM after a year? So in the report, then what actions is done? No, because they didn't correct. That should have necessitated the speaker disbanding. Because in many organizations, you don't meet for 3 times following each other. Then you are taken out. Who is one member doing that? That's a norm in many organizations, in general society. Now, you don't know that. You have an help to tell you. So please, that is too obvious. But let's not judge. I hope your presentation has come. We have seen that. But I'm happy you. I'm sorry the venue we got was not very friendly. We are sitting a bit hot, but our money. We said we want to serve our people. So we cannot say we want to be in a nicer environment all the time. Sometimes it must be in a situation like that. For our people, so I really apologize, but I think we can attend. Must not be offended. So thank you very much. We have now come to the end of the meeting. You will hear from our staff when